This is KO4ZYX. Can I get a quick comms check?
For ZYX, this is WD8RON, over.
RON, KO4ZYX, go ahead.
Clear here.
And I guess I was just picking up maybe some mic keys. I was just picking up some like static, and I didn't know if there were transmissions that I was missing. Over. But I do appreciate it. It's KO4ZYX, I'll be clear for the net.
A little bit of a hiss behind your signal. Don't know quite what that is, but you're still loud and clear.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We'll go through the pre-check-in folks that used a pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight, and then we'll go from there. Got quite a number of those tonight. Got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there at Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. And their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. They're all down at Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Richard, bringing Sally and Ashley along. For ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris, he's over at Liberty. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail, down in Prosperity. And N4WRO, Mr. Bill, he's over in Easley, neighbor of mine over here. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy at the Table Rock. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in up in Dacusville from me. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, over there in Pickens. That's all the folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Appreciate all those fine folks that checked in with us on the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Go up to the Echo Link stations. Got a few Echo Link stations up tonight. The Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm out in Waynesville this evening. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net this evening.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out, sir.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KE0UUX. And I missed your name. Give me your name again, please, sir.
Good evening, Gary. Yeah, this is Joe here, KE0UUX. Hope you're having a good night, Gary. I'll be clear.
Okay, Joe. Well, I do apologize for forgetting your name, but you said you're in Waynesville tonight instead of up here at Mount Pisgah, so I think that's what threw me. But I appreciate you being with us, and if you're mobile tonight, you be careful out there on the mobile. R-J-N. That's Mr. John. He's up at Brown Summit. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope Lorena is continuing on her recovery process. Hope all is going well there. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up. So let's see here. Starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. County, be name for native. 73, you and on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Hello. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November 4, NNA. My name is Fred. I'm mobile MC Mod. You know exactly where I'm at tonight, Gary. 73, you carry Miss Joy and all on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile down in Piedmont tonight on his way to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Don't work too hard, and you be careful out there on the mobile. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Name, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, enjoy, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary.
TOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, Anna in Campobello, and also check in Chad, KO4NUE. And Gary, Walt tried to check in a couple of times. I could hear him, but I don't think he can. So if I could relay him in, K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Thanks, Gary.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert, at his usual perch in Clinton tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, and her husband Chad, KO4NUE. They're over in Campobello, and they bring along Mr. Walt, K4OIM. Sorry about that, Walt. K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Chad and Walt we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Clinton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
And I would like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, over there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. That's KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down in Woodruff. Negative, negative. I will be monitoring the swap net and rack tube.
I am out of order here, but I'm only in my truck for a minute. This is KI4DTY. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel, and I'm mobile around in Simpsonville tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4ZYX. Mr. Daniel, he's down in Woodruff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, and he's mobile in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Daniel. You be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 4 X-ray Lima, Kevin, Greenwood, a negative and negative.
And I would like to say good evening to N4XL, Mr. Kevin, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you're doing well down there in Greenwood. Let's move up to the front of the alphabet now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. And for AHO, this is Doug from Valhalla. Negative and negative tonight, 73 the net.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Herb up in Shelby. Check me in and out, but I've got something for the swap net tonight when at the appropriate time. Thank you. N4BXB.
DOS.
Victor K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roman Pickett. And a very good evening to all.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. and N4BXB, Minister Herb up here, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Be back to you to get your item for the swap net just a little bit. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Terry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Now we'd like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Jerry, you made number 50 tonight on my log. So you won the door prize. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Jerry. Again, if you will check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Back Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue. Gary, do be sure and tell me during the week to hello. And also, Gary, this Saturday is also our wedding anniversary, number 6.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, happy anniversary there, Stephen, you and Jennifer. Hope y'all are doing well. They would like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen. He's down there in Greenwood celebrating his anniversary to his sweet bride, Jennifer. Hope y'all are doing good, Stephen, and I will relay your message to Joy. She's in the other room. She was watching some TV when I left, so she's in there, and I'll tell her y'all said hello in just a little bit. Tell Jennifer we said hello, and congratulations on your anniversary. Going back to the alphabet now, let's go up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. Patrick in Penrose, and Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but I will be listening to the swap net. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up here in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on Wednesday night. That's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss George both doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Enjoy. Have a good evening, Gary. And hope everybody else on the net has a good evening. No traffic, no comments.
For DOS.
Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK-4-JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W-4-I-O-E, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK-4-JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional station? Well, wait a minute. I guess I better recognize my sweet little bride, K3JOY. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Now let's see if we have additional stations. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI-4DOS. Put it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
DOS. Check in November 4, Quebec, November Victor. N4QNV, this is Brian in Greer. I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris, up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll stick around for the swap net.
DOS. DOS, please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Juan, mobile in Greer. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Duncan. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. He's mobile in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. You be careful out there on the mobile. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Golf 6, Charlie Romeo Whiskey.
Say good evening to Kilo Golf 6, Charlie Romeo Whiskey. Could I get your name and location? Where are you located tonight? Be mobile or something out there tonight. Anyway, we got you in the log, KG6CRW, Mr. Drew out there. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're doing thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had one gentleman said he had an item for the swap net. We'll grab it first, and then we'll go from there. N4BXB, Mr. Herb, up here in Shelby. Herb, what have you got for us tonight there, young man?
KO4DOS, N4BXB.
Yeah, I've got a HF radio. This is a Kenwood TS-850 SAT. It's got the automatic tuner in it. This is, and also, I want $500 for it. And I have a Kenwood PS-52 power supply that matches it. Also a Kenwood SP-31 filtered speaker that matches it. Also the Kenwood MC hand mic. And I want $25 for the mic. 125, I didn't say on the SP-31 speaker, or 125 for it, 100 for the power supply. I'll break it up that way. Or if anyone wants it all, I'll sell it all for $600. It is firm on that price. I also have a nice bound copy of the manual for it, the operator's manual with it. No box. Everything works as it should. Works fine. And all the lights light up. Everything working good. And it's almost perfect in condition, looking condition. There's no damage, dents, scratches, all that kind of stuff on it. Yeah, all the lettering is still good on it. It's been taken care of. I was using it for the last 6 months. I've been using it here for a while, and then I decided to go back to my old radio that I had for changes. Used to it. That's all I got. The contact information is my telephone. It's 704-487-1205. You got all that?
For BXB KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we're fixing to find out, Herb. Let's see how well I did tonight. You have for sale a Kenwood TS-850 SAT. It has the automatic antenna tuner built into it. You would like $500 for it. You have a Kenwood PS-52 S power supply, or a PS-52 power supply. You would like $100 for it. You have the Kenwood SP-31 speaker with the filters in it. You would like $125 for it. And you also have the MC hand mic. It's a Kenwood MC hand mic for $25. Or if everybody wants all of it, you will sell it for $600 firm. You also have a manual to go with this transceiver, and but you don't have the box. Correct so far?
You're doing good.
Your contact information is your phone. It's 704-487-1205, correct?
Correct. Man, you got all that. I even messed up giving it to you, and you straighten it out and give it back. Good job. Thank you.
That's a good deal on that. That's a super radio, I'm telling you. I've really liked those 850s. Does anyone need any fills on this HF transceiver and speaker and power supply and hand mic that Herb just listed? Right now, Herb, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, let me know if you don't mind, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Thanks for listening it with us, and like I said, I'll run it for a few weeks and see where we can go from there. Does anyone else have anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, K2SST.
That's KA2SSP. KA2SSP, is that your call?
Kilowatt 2, Sierra, Sierra, Tango.
Well, all the way around, K2SST. Can I get your name and location before we go find out what you got?
Ronnie in Etowah. Just
south side of Hendersonville.
We got you up there in Etowah. Who else lives up there? Oh, Bob, ND7J. You might know him.
But if he's a club member, I might know him. I was playing with mag mounts for a while, and I made up a platform that's 4x4. It comes apart to be 2x4. And take best offer. I don't know what it's worth. Whatever it's worth to someone, you just have to come up, pick it up, and if they don't have a truck, they'll have to take all the screws out of it and disassemble it. If they have a truck, they can just put it right in. No price on it. Best offer.
Give me the dimensions of that again.
By 4 foot sheet metal on a 3/4 by 1 frame. And I used it when I was playing with mag mounts, and then I put up some different antennas, so I no longer have a use for it. It's just sitting outside there, and paint's peeling off of it. So if somebody could use it, it'd be better than just sitting around.
Righty, young man. You have a 4 foot by 4 foot piece of sheet metal that's on a 3/4 by 1 inch frame. You used it to when you were playing with mag mount antennas, so it's just a good ground plane type surface, and you would like the best offer for it, correct?
Correct. It's two pieces, 4x2, so it can be taken apart, but if somebody wants to pick it up with a truck, they won't have to take it apart.
That down, it's actually two pieces that are 4 foot by 2 foot. And they can't be taken apart. How can the folks get in touch with you, Ronnie?
K2SST@ARRL.net.
Reach you via email at K2SST@ARRL.net, correct?
QSL.
We do appreciate that. Does anyone need any fills on this 4x4 sheet metal and frame that Ronnie has just listed? He just wants the best offer on it. Does anyone need any fills?
Thank you. Well, run it for a week or two and nobody wants it. It's good, you know, if you're playing around with mag mounts, but like I put up a 6-meter antenna, I put up a 440. I've got 10 meters, so I don't need the ground plane anymore.
Hey, Ronnie, well, I'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, let me know if you don't mind, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Does anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Folks, before I start reading of the SwapNet book, all of this stuff that I have listed, plus some others, are on the brars.cc webpage. If you bring up the webpage and look down there, it'll say Hobbies. And you go down there and put your cursor on Hobbies, and there'll be a drop-down box. And then it'll down at the bottom, it says SwapNet, and if you go down there and click on that, that page will pop up, and then you go down, it says See Current Listings. And if you'll click on that, that shows you everything I've got on the SwapNet. Not just the stuff I'm reading tonight, but it shows you everything that's there. So that should help you if you want to go look. So I just thought I'd put that out there. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. The first item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. A fella has two 24-foot pieces of 2-inch T6 aluminum mast pipe. This T6 aluminum has a 1/4 inch thick wall, so it's This 24-foot piece of pipe is pretty heavy, but it's well worth it. But he would like $185 a piece for these two pieces of 24 feet of 2-inch T6 aluminum mast pipe. He's got two of them, and he would like to take $185 a piece for them. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-430. He has the Kenwood MC-50 desk mic, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590SG. This transceiver is like brand new. He's got the box, the manual, the microphone, the power cord, everything that came with it, like it came brand new, and he would like $1,150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a community duplexer. This thing has like 10 tuning cans. You can hook two or three or four repeaters to it to one antenna. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-790A. That's a tri-band, 2-meter 440 1200. That's an all-mode base station. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-990. That's an HF transceiver. He has the Yaesu MD-1 desk mic to go with it, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola PM-400. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Motorola. He has two Motorola Radius M1225. Two of those, and they would like $100 each for them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a GE transceiver. It's a 6-meter transceiver. It's got the radio part, and then it's got the control head. I do not know how many frequencies this thing has in it or anything else, but he would like $130 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden UM380. That's a marine VHF weather GPS. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BC780HLT. That's a Bearcat trunk scanner, trunk tracker scanner. It would like $87 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BCD996T. That's a Bearcat trunk tracker 4. It covers 25 megahertz to 1.3 gigahertz, and they would like $145 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 490 Charlie. We leaving for the duration. Good night,
everybody. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. Mr. Shane, at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel. Gabriel, you in Greenville tonight, or are you mobile?
Greenville, near the house.
I was at home tonight instead of being out on the road someplace. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Veronica and all the kids we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter SwapNet continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a TYT390UVDMRHT. He has a charger, an extra battery, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a tri-band, a 2 meter, 220, 440 mobile antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? The next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3 tri-band beam. That's a 10, 15, 20 meter beam. He has a CDE rotator and control box, and he would like $250 for the beam, rotator, and control box. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's an Astron 12-amp power supply. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM201B. That's a 2 meter base radio with a power cable. He would like $120 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TS2000. Does anyone need any fuels? Last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Archer antenna rotator. The model number is a 15-1225B. That's a catalog number. It's an Archer rotator and control box, and he would like $137 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed out there and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find these items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
4 Hotel India, W4HI, Bruce, Seneca. No traffic. No comments.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4HI, Mr. Bruce, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bruce. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Up on the stump tonight's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there at Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
TOS, KK4JBQ. Well, interesting that you would ask the question that way. Donna and I have been installing a base radio in the shack here. She was most helpful. I could not have gotten this done without her help because I needed four eyes and eight hands to get this done today. Been, creeping up on it for a while, making parts and adjusting parts. And anyway, it's TM71A Kenwood mobile unit pressed into service as a base station because it's 4x4 feet. That's the area I have to put anything in, and it fits in here just fine. And so I celebrate and thank my wife for all of her help. And thank you for the question, KK4JBQ.
I'll tell you, Larry, sometimes, Joy gets out there and helps me as well. And I really enjoy it when she gets out there and helps. Of course, there's not a lot that she can do on some of the stuff with me, but she comes in here and helps me with the layout and the placement of things, or did at one time. I've got mine pretty well set up, and I'm not going to change it much anymore. I say that, and I'll change it next week. You wait and see. But, no, the extra eyes and the extra hands really, really come in handy. And it's just like you said, there's some things that you can't quite complete by yourself. And the wife or somebody else there helping you, it really makes a big difference. But I'm glad that you got that all set up, and Miss Donna was able to help you as much as she did. And I'm sure she enjoyed it. You know, the ladies may not know exactly what we want sometimes, but you know, just them getting in there and helping us means a whole lot. At least it does to me.
Absolutely, it helps to do things together. And, you know, we don't just do this whenever she's doing a big meal, you know. I will be what they call a sous chef, that is someone who prepares ingredients, does some measuring, some dicing and slicing of different components that go within the meal. I don't dream it up, and I don't mix it together or determine exactly how long it is on the stovetop or in the oven. But I can help in some places, and I could sure eat it. KK4JBQ.
You probably like me. I don't know. You may not be. Joy will look at me and she says, "Well, what do you want for supper? Or what do you want for lunch?" And it does not make any difference to me. If she's going to take the time to cook it, I'm going to take the time to eat it. Well, you can look at me and tell me I don't miss many meals. But it's a real help to the ladies sometimes when we get in there and help them out in the kitchen. You know, the prep work a lot of times is more time-consuming and is harder on them than the actual preparation. Getting everything ready to put it together and that sort of thing, it takes a lot of time. And Joy fixed us a beef roast the other night, and she was in there, and I hollered, "Is there anything I can do?" And she said, "No." She said, "I've got it covered." And I went in there. She was peeling carrots and potatoes and onions and all this stuff. I said, "Now, I can take care of all of that while you're over there doing this other." And she said, "You just go on." She said, "I got it covered." And I said, "Okay." So I didn't help her with the beef stew. But, you know, it's little things like that. You know, peeling a carrot or a potato or slicing it up or dicing it up however they want it, you know, that's not hard for us to do, but you know, sometimes, most of the time, they appreciate our help a whole lot.
Yes. And I do show my appreciation during the meal. I don't just sit in my seat and bang the knife and the fork on the table, you know, like you've seen some movies, you know. I don't do that. I am grateful. I've been that way. Matter of fact, I was interested in learning how to the actual language. My mother would not have it. I mean, she would not have it. I'm the eldest of the family. My brother's 3 years younger, and my sister was 13 years younger. And she taught my sister how to cook. So you see where that comes from, or, you know, how that resolved. The boys were not welcome in the kitchen. Gary never had a bit of interest. My brother's name is Gary. He never had an interest in cooking, but I did from the time, well, before I could see over the top of the stove. That was the excuse that she offered me at first for me to just shoo on out of the kitchen. You can't even see the top of the stove. Well, so when I did grow up enough to see over the top of the stove, I'd say, "Hey, Mama, I can see over the top of the stove. I can see what's going on." So she never did. She broke down once, just once, on one part of the meal. She showed me how to make biscuits because I was so, so taken with the way that woman made biscuits. Flaky, almost creamy. How her biscuits were before you ever put the butter or the molasses or, you know, whatever you put on. And the taste would make you want to have just a plate of biscuits for supper. I don't know. She showed me how to make beautiful. She was a marvelous woman, and I talk about her this way because I don't have her anymore. And I don't have my little sister anymore either. Anyhow, we both love to eat. And I think if anybody loves to eat, they should be thankful. Thankful for the cook who prepared it. Thankful for the cook that prepared it. And the creator that made it possible. Jerry, I enjoy talking with you always. If you would, before we part ways here, just give me a signal report on this new base, KK4J. Well, Larry, let me tell you this before I give you the signal report, and I'll do that before I finish. Joy's mother sat her on the counter, wouldn't let her cook, but Joyce learned to cook watching her mother. And Joy is a fabulous cook. You can look at me and tell. I'm about as round as I am tall. Well, not quite, but get close. But Joy's a good cook, and that's the way she learned to cook. Now, my mother, I don't have her anymore either, but my mother taught all the children how to cook. How to clean, you know, how to make a bed, how to do laundry, and all this sort of stuff. And I thought my mother was crazy for teaching me about some of the stuff. And I asked her about it one time, and she said, well, she said, if you move out, you know, once you get grown up a little bit, move out on your own, and you don't have a girlfriend or a wife to take care of you, what are you going to do? She said, you're not going to walk around looking like a slob. And I said, well, you got a point there, I guess. Well, I graduated high school and went in the Navy. I went to boot camp, and I want you to know I was the only one there that knew how to make hospital corners on a bed, on a bed sheet. And they came in and bounced a quarter off my bed, and then all the other guys in there said, how did you do that? And, of course, I had to go back, and I didn't have to, but I went ahead and showed them how to make a bed. But my mother taught me how to do that, taught me how to iron, you know, and a lot of people don't iron anymore. But, you know, I ironed all my clothes when I was going to school. And when I was in high school and I was working, I took care of all my work clothes and that sort of thing. So our mothers really made a difference in our lives, you know, teaching us things. My mother she wasn't very good at baking bread, you know, making biscuits. So my dad taught me how to do that. Daddy can make some biscuits now. But my dad was actually a better cook than my mother was. I can say that now because neither one of them's here, but I miss them both terribly. But as far as your signal goes, Larry, you were pretty good there to start off with, and then you got, I don't know if it might be in the microphone or... if it might have been in the radio there, old.
That's disappointing that it's not, you know, step. And this is something that KO4NUE and I went around and around about. He talked me out of both of my batteries on that handheld whenever we get on a long. But now that's not even possible, you know. I think perhaps it was the way I was holding the mic. I did change up. Just holding the mic different because, you know, if you're on the air for a while, it's hard to keep a squeeze on it, you know. But you were saying about how you're
your mama taught you and why she taught you what we used to call daily living skills. And I'll just put it this way. My mama knew I'd be a bachelor for a while. She just knew it. And so she figured I'd need to know how to make my bed. And I'd need to know how to iron my shirts and pants and stuff. And I did help her with laundry. She had one of those washing machines, you know, that had the ringers above it. And, oh boy, I got the lecture every time I helped her with the laundry. I got a lecture about getting my fingers in those ringers. And so I never did, not while she lived. I never did put the wet clothes out of the washer through the ringer. And as you say, a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about. But I helped her every which way I could. And it did work out just like she planned it. I was a bachelor for a long, long time. And it took a long time to find a woman as good as Donna. I'll just say that right up front. It took a long time. But I knew it when I saw it. When I saw her walk across the room, I knew the way she carried herself. And then we had a conversation, and I knew, well, she don't talk as much as I do, but she makes sense. That was enough for me.